It's another Monday night, and you are in the zone here on News Talk 96.1 and AM 1370 WGCL. Dave and Glass with you again on another Monday night, an abbreviated Monday night tonight, as we take you directly into pregame for the national championship game. The number one seed North Carolina Tar Heels against the number two seed Villanova Wildcats. And they got there in slightly different ways, with Villanova shooting the second best single game Final Four performance in the history of the Final Four. And they now hold both of the top two slots, which is a little amazing to think of. We all know how well they shot in 85 against Georgetown as a big underdog to win the national championship. And now they got a chance to do it again against North Carolina Tar Heels, who look like they may well be the best team in the country, the deepest, the tallest, the most skilled. So we're going to have, hopefully, Glass, a good game tonight between maybe some different styles here. But that Villanova defense coming out against Oklahoma, yes, they put up 95 points, and you got to talk about the way they shot the ball. But from a point about 8 minutes into the game, where that game with Oklahoma was back and forth, they just absolutely clamped down on Oklahoma and would not let them get anything going.
No, they wouldn't. And it was tight for the first couple timeouts, and then they hooked the wagon up and it went. And it went because Oklahoma decided that they were going to, I guess, out-rebound Villanova, because they didn't have any plan to stop them whatsoever. And their biggest fear came true. Buddy Hield had an off night, and it looked like Oklahoma saw the writing on the wall. And when you don't stop another team from scoring, Dave, we've talked about that before, that's just I don't want to say given up, because I don't think that's the case, but there was no rearrangement of attitude in that game.
Their spirit was broken.
It was.
At some point early.
And when they saw in the second half, they get off to a good start. They've got 10 chances, it seems like, to make. They get a rebound. They get another shot. They get another shot. They get another rebound. They couldn't score. They couldn't throw it in the ocean. Mm-hmm. And that was the same basket that Villanova just threw in 71% in the first half. So yeah, it's not one of those backdrop issues or anything else. It just wasn't going in. They were missing layups. They were missing everything. And I think what impressed you most about that game was the relentlessness of Villanova. That looked like an old-school Big East team. I know they're in the Big East now. I get that. But that looked like an old-school mid-'80s Big East team. They had guys all over the floor. They had guys you couldn't pick out of a lineup, knowing which guy was which doing what. All of them made their shots. All of them did their job. All of them had their hands in the cookie jar. All of them were switching on Hield. Mm-hmm. All of them went to the glass. It was a highly impressive performance, no doubt about that. And again, what did they have, 92 in the regional game and then 95 here? They've shown they can score.
Yeah.
They've shown they can go toe-to-toe and fight with you rock style like they did against Kansas. This is a team that's very, very interesting. Do they have enough firepower to beat North Carolina? That's the other interesting part of it. The big kid hurt his ankle late in that game and was limping around. You don't want to have your best big man hurt when you've got Meeks and Bryce Johnson and the guys that come off the bench for Carolina. That's the scariest part if you're Villanova tonight. Villanova, I don't think, can win tonight 82-78. I think Villanova needs 62-68, but Carolina's going to have a very off night to do that. Carolina, again, took care of Syracuse in a game where you thought Syracuse was going to make a run back at them. Syracuse is going to ask for anything better. They're 0 for the first half shooting threes.
Yeah, exactly.
And you're right there in the ball game at touching distance, and then Carolina goes and bangs three threes in a row. Sometimes it's not how many you make, it's when you make them. Mm-hmm. So they take a 67-60 game. Here's Syracuse. The building's all root for Syracuse. Everybody's on there. Then it's bang, 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 and the air is gone out of the balloon. And then Carolina had 57 dunks in that game.
Yeah.
It's going to be a very interesting matchup tonight. I think you've got two really good teams that were number one at certain times during the season. You had teams that at least Villanova could have made an argument they could have been a one seed.
Yep.
I don't think that matters anymore. But this isn't a team that snuck into a two and did something over their head. This was a really good Villanova team all year long, and it should be a good matchup tonight.
No, it should be a great matchup, and what interests me the most watching this game is the way that they have defended at various times during the course of the season, because, yes, North Carolina is going to be the biggest challenge they had all year long in defending that way, but North Carolina is also a team we talked a lot about that's often indifferent to the defensive end of things. So if you look at both teams can score, but one team really likes to get up in you and make it hard. Does that give them an edge in this game?
I think North Carolina gets that indifference kind of slapped on them a little bit because they get every rebound. They don't have to really lock you down. Yeah. They have to force you into a shot maybe you don't want to take.
And they're such good athletes. I mean, you get that whole maybe sometimes they look slow
Pinson
when they're
and
not.
Jackson and Page and Barry, those guys get their hands. They're not a lock you down, pick you up three-quarter court.
They're not going to keep you from getting a good shot.
No, but what they're going to do is they're going to score. And can you keep up scoring with them? That's the easy thing because, number one, you're not going to get a lot of second shots on offense. We've seen them gobble up the glass. That's their strength. That's their bread and butter. And the other problem they have is they don't rely on the three-point shot. They will get the extra pass, the extra second pass, the extra third pass to get the best look. They will not take the threes they missed against Syracuse were, for the most part, open looks. They weren't falling. And then in the second half, when they decided to pound the ball exclusively in the paint and make Syracuse make tough decisions in the middle of the zone, when they got penetration in the zone from Barry and Page, well, you're going to give up layups. You're going to try to stop them. Then it's dish off dunk. Miss shot, dunk, chuck it and chase it, dunk. That's hard to defend when they have guys that attack from all those positions because they are athletic and they are large, and that size does matter, Dave. The easy shots that Villanova got around the rim against Oklahoma will not be the case against North Carolina because of that size.
A lot more size.
Because of the width of the size as well. Johnson might be a little skinny. Jackson might be a little skinny. They both can touch the top of the backboard. And then you've got Meeks. You've got the James kid that came off the bench. And Hicks are large. Large men, and I think Carolina just might have a little too much mustard for Villanova, and I think they've got a better class of player basketball-wise. I think Villanova's gritty, and that's going to be their calling card tonight. They're going to have to take the fight to Carolina.
Got to take a quick break. When we get back, we'll give you some more keys to the game and then lead you into pregame for tonight's game, as we'll have all kinds of basketball on tonight. Back in just a couple minutes. Dave and Glass with you in the Zone. All right, you're back in the Zone with Dave and Glass on News Talk 96.1 and AM 1370 WGCL. And we will be exiting stage left here in just a couple minutes, actually bottom of the hour. Pre-game for the national broadcast of the national championship game will take over right after that. Tip-off just after 9 on TBS and right here on WGCL. Tomorrow night, live from Yogi's at the corner of 10th and Indiana, it is Joe Smith Sports Talk, and it is going to be golf time as Joe will talk to IU golf coach Mike Mayer, and he will talk to Golf Week's Lance Ringler and our very own Mike Glasscott about the Masters. So looking forward to Masters Week. Of course, practice rounds all week, the par three on Wednesday, and then tee off on Thursday morning for Masters is always fun. We also start Reds baseball this week, by the
That's right, Wednesday night.
After the show Wednesday night, we'll be back with you 6 o'clock. And Philadelphia is at the Reds, 7 o'clock pregame for that. Baseball season already.
There we go.
Comes along. Quickly, looking at this. North Carolina played the 16, the 9, the 5, the 6, and a 10. Villanova played the 15, the 7, the 3, the 1, and a 2. Does it concern you at all from Carolina's side that they've had not an easy way about it, but maybe a lot easier than Villanova's had?
You can only play who you can play. They got nothing to do with that, and I think the way they've taken care of their business, Carolina, they haven't had to do anything outside their norm to get to this point. And same for Villanova. What's Villanova do? They do a lot of things well. What's Carolina do? Well, they pound you inside, and then they get after you, and that's they score a ton of points, and that's what they've done. So it wasn't they got into some trouble somewhere and had to bail themselves out with a kid that's never played all year. It hasn't been that way. Carolina's just kind of Carolina'd over everybody. And if you look at the margins of victory, Carolina's beaten everybody handily.
Really easily,
And it's not been a 40-point blowout in one of those five other games to raise all tides. It hasn't. It's just Carolina has
16,
done what they've done.
19, 15, 14, and 17.
Steady diet of what they do, and what they do is tough. And you like Carolina just because I think they've got better basketball players. It's not a knock on Villanova. Not a lot of teams, when they match up with Carolina, have better basketball players. There's a lot of people listening to this program right now that thought Indiana was going to give Carolina trouble because of who Indiana had.
They couldn't stop them.
And wasn't even close.
Yeah.
It didn't. They never got in double digits in the second half. In the last 30 minutes, they were never inside double
figures.
They haven't
been south of 83 in the tournament yet.
And that's not by making free throws late in a tight game where they've made them all, but they can do that. Mm-hmm. Villanova shot the ball so incredibly well, Dave. Those are things that they're going to have to do tonight. Why? Well, against a Carolina team that averages 80-something, Villanova's going to have to be in that range.
Well, let me ask you this then. You look at the two semifinal games, and there's a complete opposite as far as shooting is concerned. Obviously, with Carolina, it was from the three alone, but they were so bad in that in the first half of that, and was still only, what, 4 of 16 or something like that on the game. Villanova shot 71% from everywhere in this game. Is this a, oh, look out, Villanova likes these brims better than Carolina does, or is this things have got to even out now?
I think Carolina was going to pose the toughest challenge Villanova is going to face, maybe not numerically in seed, because obviously Villanova's faced a number one in Kansas, but I think Carolina's better than Kansas. Carolina's better offensive players than Kansas. Mm-hmm. Kansas reminds me of more of Villanova than they do of Carolina. And when you have a team that's got a guy, the Johnson kid's got, how many? He missed a double-double in the game against Syracuse by a rebound. He only had 16-9.
Yeah.
So he's only got 23 double-doubles this year in 38 games. That's a guy that hasn't been slowing down all year. Page is playing at a whole different level now that he's healthy, mm-hmm. and is feeling it. They've got guys at each position. They've got depth. They've got players that can weather Villanova's defensive theory, defensive trials and tribulations. If Villanova wants to get after them, where's the weak spot in Carolina? Where do you attack? Where do you go after? Villanova doesn't have to play 1985 perfect here, but they're going to have a really good night and force Carolina to turn the ball over. But how do you rebound? That's the key.
Yeah.
You can't get bigger overnight. And if Ochefku's got a bad ankle or a gimpy ankle, we saw what it did to Tom Coverdale.
Yeah.
And I know that's a long time ago, and I know that's a point guard.
Yeah, Robert Johnson more recently.
But when you rely on a guy that gives you as much as Ochefku, he had a great game against Oklahoma.
Yeah.
Great game. Mm-hmm. And if he's gimpy, Bryce Johnson isn't 290 pounds that just backs you in and overpowers you. He takes you to the
athletic
free throw line. He takes you out for jumpers. He takes you off the dribble. That's a guy you can't have limping around. I don't know if Villanova's got another guy to throw in there that's going to give the help where they would need the help. And that's why this keeps tilting to Carolina for me. Why? You got a senior guard in Page who's just cool. You got a bunch of guys on the team that make free throws. It's not going to bother you.
Yep.
You got
great depth.
Joel Berry can attack and shoot. Mm-hmm. Jackson can attack and shoot. You've got four guys that are big on the block. You've got an All-American, and you've got a great point guard. Roy's won two of these. He wins one more tonight. That's one more than Dean's won. That's as many as Knight and Jim Calhoun. One less than Krzyzewski or Rupp. Then Rupp's at four and Krzyzewski's at five. He's been there and done that. Jay Wright's had a great year. Jay's been to a Final Four just once before. I don't see the individual. Villanova has to play such a good team game.
Yeah, they have
tonight
to play exactly right.
And
which is ironic because, again, 85 is famous in the annals of this tournament, and it's because of how well they played in that game in a huge underdog situation.
McLean at Pinckney, Harold Jensen, all those guys had games of their lives. Now, Pinckney was a first-round draft pick. People make that Villanova team out as some kind of massive underdog. They were in that game. They weren't an underdog in the complete realm of things. They were one of three Big East teams in that Final Four.
Yes.
But what happens with Villanova is when it gets tight, does the system stay together or does the system start to break into individual parts? And I try to do too much for we instead of we trying to do everything for each other.
Right.
I don't see how they're going to counteract and stop or slow down Carolina inside. Carolina's got way better offensive players in and around the basket than Oklahoma did, so that's not a fair comparison for any of them. So I think Carolina wins the game. I think it should be a good one. It'll be good to probably last, I don't know, three or four minutes, and then Carolina never takes their foot off the pedal.
Yeah.
It's go, go, and go offensively, and they're going to run out and dunk, and they're going to run out and dunk, and that's going to be it.
Well, what I love about it from just an intrigue standpoint is that you have a team in Villanova that appears to be able to play their game and make it different than what Carolina wants and force things on Carolina. And you know, ultimately, we've seen teams try to run with them. You know, Indiana tried to do that. Notre Dame tried to do that, and they just could not. I mean, couldn't keep up. To me, Villanova is a team that's going to get in them. It's going to frustrate them a little bit. Is it going to be enough? I think you're right. I don't think there's any question the two rosters are different. Do the seniors stick together on Villanova, the seniors and the juniors that they have, and do they get up and frustrate North Carolina? There's so many options, it's hard to frustrate all of them. I think Carolina's got to win this game.
And it's hard to shoot at that clip they've been shooting when you have the length and the quickness that Carolina does at all positions. I don't see where the weakness is, except for maybe Carolina just doesn't get into you the whole time. All right, but they get every rebound.
Yeah.
Every single rebound, and they're a bear on the offensive glass, as we saw. Keeping Page and Berry out of the paint, again, that's going to be the key for Villanova, and Villanova's going to have a great night shooting a three. There's no way around it.
Got to hit some threes.
Because if you're not hitting – you better hit the ones you take.
Yep.
Because you're not going to get many second shots.
You're already at a disadvantage inside against Carolina anyways. You got to be good from outside.
It's a tough one.
It is. Carolina's that good.
Only 2-point favorites, so they were earlier. So I'm not sure what everybody thinks in that. So, again, let's hope for a great one. We got such a bummer of a Final Four. Let's get a great championship night and enjoy it.
So enjoy it. Again, we'll take over here. Pre-game will in just a couple minutes. So don't go anywhere, and we'll talk all about it on Wednesday, 6 o'clock. So join us then. You've been in the zone.